Welcome to the Spark Nation podcast, the podcast that tells you how to ignite growth in your local membership business. Whether you run a yoga studio, a martial arts school, or gym, we share the lessons we've learned from building successful multi-outlet businesses. Spark Nation.
All right, something a little light to start. What would you do if you weren't doing this?
Wow, that's an interesting question. So what would I be doing if I wasn't doing martial arts?
Well, I could easily answer this. This is what I do. I mean, this is what I've always wanted to do. Like, from the time I was, 8 years old, my dream was always martial arts. Doing martial arts, teaching martial arts, creating instructors, helping people. I mean, that's an unfair question to ask because I'm absolutely doing exactly what I want to do because I enjoy it so much. And I see the impact that we make on people. I mean, we make, you know, when I was a martial arts instructor for 23 years, I made impacts in my students. Now I have the privilege of helping other martial arts school owners and other martial arts instructors make that same impact. So I almost feel like, you know, nowadays, although I don't get to teach, you know, the end student, I do get to share in the benefits of that, you know, like, you know, really just helping people. Let me give you an example, all right? If our software makes it easier for an instructor, saves them time, makes them more money, their business increases, then they're gonna have less stress, they're gonna have more time on their hands so they can actually teach more students and the impact's gonna be greater. So this is exactly where I wanna be, this is exactly what I wanna do. And I don't want to do anything else. I mean, this is my favorite thing. So try to follow that.
Yes, that is a very tough question because I don't know anything else. I mean, my father, just like your father, they were grandmasters.
Right.
I mean,
we were raised in this stuff.
Yeah, we immigrated to this country, and this was our way of life, our way of livelihood. I mean, it wasn't always pleasurable, meaning it was tough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was tough.
Hard times.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Didn't tough. Know if you could pay your rent sometimes.
Well, we lived in our, you know, martial arts school.
That's right.
In the back of it. And I mean, up to middle school, high school. Even had my friends drop me off at the street next to the taekwondo school and told them I had to sneak in. In reality, I ran through somebody's backyard and jumped the fence.
Because you're embarrassed.
To the back door. Yeah, of course. I mean, so I don't know nothing else. I don't know nothing else. And I went through my tough times with it. And after high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do in my life because we grew up in martial arts.
Yeah.
Very poor. And even though my father was very, very esteemed, well-known, and excellent martial artist, you know, being an immigrant, he didn't understand the culture, of course. Back then, there was no business systems either.
Yeah, he didn't have any anybody to look up to and ask questions, and
so it was tough for me to decide. And then my late mother sent me to see my uncle, who's also a grandmaster, but he was a savvy businessman. He also learned from the late grandmaster Junri, and from there on, he showed me an opportunity to really make a difference and enjoy the martial arts, and made me see the light and say, this is the foundation that your father has laid for you, and this is the opportunity you have. So after I realized that, everything else was pretty much, you know, history.
So when did you start martial arts officially?
As a child in Korea, when I was 3 years old.
Okay, well, I got you beat. Yeah, seriously. My mom said I was kicking while I was in her stomach.
So that's great. That's awesome. I love it. So, and then when I came here, I was a red belt. And then my dad made me start all over. So we're going to have new students. I want you to be like them. So you get to have a white belt. So I had to start all over from white all the way up to getting my black belt again. And that was
so
in
basically
Texas.
I mean, honestly, we just, both of us have very similar backgrounds, both grandmasters, dads, and, you know, was raised in this. Like, we slept in the dojo, we ate in the dojo, we taught classes in the school. And you know what? I mean, people ask me all the time, they say, oh, your parents made you. And I'm like, no, like, I loved it. I couldn't wait to be a martial arts instructor. You know, by the time I was 10 years old, I was like, this is gonna be my career. You know, and I don't know that we'd do anything else because this is what we love. And now, you know, we love the people that do, you know, the school owners. We love what they do. We enjoy helping them. We enjoy seeing them grow just as much as we do teaching a martial arts class. So, you know, that's all I got to say about that.
Nice.
That was awesome.
That was awesome, guys. And
next
zero.
Question.
Zero.
You had zero audio?
I'm
just kidding.
No,
oh.
I got everything.
That's always the worst.
All right. What?
Well,
what?
We can do this all day long. I mean, you know, I mean, this is... Yeah. This ain't scripted.
One more while you guys are in here?
Okay.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
This will be shorter. What is one or two of the top best compliments you've ever...
Hold on. Before you do that, you have another battery with it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just giving you a heads up. Cause
yeah, it's low. Yeah.
All right,
so what was one of the best compliments you've ever received, whether it's as a business owner or as an instructor?
Well, I'll never forget this one particular student at that time. He was a teenager, and he was just in a lot of bad things. And he was on a path of destruction, drugs, and he was in a gang. And then he found Taekwondo and it became one of our instructors. And he moved on, of course, and he's married with children, and he always stays in touch. And always tells me, you saved my life. Okay, if it wasn't for Taekwondo, I'd be dead. He goes, I would be dead. If it wasn't for martial arts, you know, I would be dead. And also now, you know, being blessed with Spark, you know, the compliment of hearing school owners say, you have no idea how much you changed our lives.
Yeah.
You know, not just, you know, with the software, but what you and Master Ron belief in passion and also giving with, you know, transparent without any motive and learned so much. And it's made me a better person, a better martial artist, better businessman. And also, I mean, your platform has just, it was just combination to everything just coming, yeah, you know, together. And you know, you've changed my life. And that's one of the most rewarding things to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could say the same thing. I mean, you know, I have many, 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 many stories of when I was a martial arts instructor and how parents told us that, you know, their kids' lives were changed. And adults said that, you know, they felt more confident than they ever had. They felt less stress. I mean, those things really jazz you. You know, how many pictures have you gotten from kids that drew something and said, thank you, sensei, and all that stuff? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's really amazing. And I also want to talk about, there's so many students that we've helped but never told us, right? There's so many people that have got so much out of our programs and probably Spark, but they never tell us. And what's interesting about that is that we're all making a difference. All martial arts instructors are making a difference in their communities, whether they have heard it from people or they haven't. And that's really the true blessings of what we get to do. I mean, we get to help people where they are, learn leadership and discipline and focus and confidence, and you know, maybe we saved them from bullies, you know, maybe we gave them something happier and more joyous or more fun in their life. I mean, that's really the reason why we do all this stuff in Spark and, you know, in being a martial arts instructor.
I mean, this was the message I got October 18th. He goes, what should I be focusing on in martial art business with my martial arts school right now, GMP? I want mentorship from you. You live good. You live good, like how I want to live. You don't understand how much I thank God I met you. You were so,
Yeah, geez. I mean, dozens of stuff like that. I mean, the same thing with me. I mean, I get Facebook messages and text messages,
you know,
all the time.
You know, you were so friendly to me when I met you. Had absolutely nothing going for me except willing to do whatever it took to be a successful person. Your speech was truly life-changing for me about culture. That changed my entire school and my life. I tell everybody about yourself. I mean, so, you know, when you get messages like this, it's just like, wow. Sometimes
it's not just software. You know, we see, think software is just zeros and ones and geeky stuff. But when you're talking about really changing people's lives using the tools and, you know, the culture that we built, that's what jazzes me to get up every day.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing because I've had the opportunity to partner up with an incredible human being, you, Ron Sell. And, you know, knowing you for over 2 decades through friendship, and then that we're, you know, doing this, it's you know, one of the dreams I've always had was I wanted to be successful in martial arts just beyond, you know, schools. And to able to do this is just, it's just unbelievable. You know, that was you know, one of my most important things in life is to be a martial arts entrepreneur on a different level and impacting not just our community, but the industry as a whole. And that's something, you know, I can't put into words for it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
So we're having an impact beyond just our schools. Now we're impacting school leaders who are then impacting more people. I mean, I don't think it gets any better than that.
Yeah. And what the future lies, oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
We got some plans, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Let's eat.